Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we fly, we place our trust in a system about which most of us know very little. Sid McGurk, associate professor of air traffic management at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, explains the inner workings of the air traffic control system that keeps us safe from takeoff to landing.
For most people, the glass cage on top of the tall, narrow building at the airport is where the air traffic controllers work. And they're right, partly. But in fact, there are two additional domains of air traffic control: radar approach control and en route control. Controllers in airport towers and radar approach facilities move aircraft into and out of an airport. Relying on visual observations and radar, they ensure that aircraft are safely spaced apart and they clear pilots for takeoffs and landings. Once a plane is airborne, controllers in radar approach control hand it off to en route controllers, who are then responsible for safe separation. En route controllers use radar to maintain a safe distance between aircraft. There are 20 en route air traffic control centers in the lower 48 states, one in Alaska, and a combined radar facility in Hawaii. Each center is assigned a block of airspace containing a defined route structure. Airplanes fly these designated routes to reach their destination. As an aircraft nears its destination, the en route controller issues a clearance for the initial descent and transition to the terminal environment, where approach controllers and tower controllers ensure a safe landing. Around 15,000 civilian air traffic controllers provide a safe, orderly, and expeditious movement of some 5,000 aircraft over the U.S. at any given moment. No 2 days are ever the same. Depending on the situation, a controller can be comfortable managing as many as 15 to 20 flights at a time, or sweating bullets with only a handful of aircraft. It's a complex system staffed by ordinary people doing an extraordinary job. And yes, some of them work in that glass-top tower at your local airport.
That was Sid McGurk of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.